Acts chapter 12. Acts chapter 12, verse 7. Now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the prison. And he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise quickly. And his chains fell off his hands. Then the angel said to him, Gird yourself and tie on your sandals. And so he did. And he said to him, Put on your garment and follow me. So he went out and followed him. Breaking out. It's the 4th of July. This time of year, at least in the United States, there's a lot of talk about liberty and freedom. A cursory look at the state of the United States and indeed the state of the world as a whole makes it clear that liberty and freedom are elusive concepts when it comes to human interaction. This morning, I want to call our attention to these concepts, however, as they are made available to us in Christ. As Jesus himself said, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. All who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ have a liberty that the world cannot take away. And even when the world mistreats and oppresses us, the reality of our God-given freedom is undiminished. Human oppression is inconvenient, to be sure, and let me say this clearly, it is the duty of every Christian to devote energy and effort to fight against sexism and racism and all forms of oppression. And yet, while we stand up for right and righteousness, we also ought to remember that our God grants us an independence from this world that is able to carry us through and bring us out of life's most challenging circumstances. Even when the world and its systems seek to tie us up and hold us down, our God, the same God who freed the Israelites from the hand of Pharaoh and who brought them through the exile, the same God who delivered Daniel in the lion's den and liberated Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace, our God is willing and able to set us free. Listen, you can shout early in the sermon if you want to, because here's the deal. When imprisoned by the evils of this world, we have the assurance that God will break us out. That's really what this morning's text is about. The text stands as a reminder to us that relationship with God allows us to break out, to bust loose from the things that try to hold us down and lock us away. Join me in Acts chapter 12. Power up the mobile device of your sanctified imagination. Check out the million megapixel HD screen and put on your holy Bluetooth headset. It's 1 year after the resurrection of Jesus. The church is in its infancy. Herod Agrippa I is the ruler of the land of the Jews, and his reign has been marked by violence and terror. A brilliant but conniving politician, Herod courted the favor of the Orthodox Jews who were in charge of the temple in Jerusalem and the synagogue system. You see, he knew that the Sanhedrin Council, which was made up of the Pharisees who controlled the synagogues and the Sadducees who controlled the temple, he knew that the Sanhedrin Council held the hearts and minds of the vast majority of his Jewish subjects. And so, in order to keep the peace and to maintain the stability of his rule, Herod went out of his way to appease the Sanhedrin Council. One of the ways that he would curry favor with them was to oppress a small group of Jews who claimed that a rabbi by the name of Jesus, who had been executed just the year before, was risen from the dead and was, in fact, their long-awaited Messiah. You see, the Jewish establishment had labeled these Christians as persona non grata. And Herod, the political hound, decided to get on the good side of the Sanhedrin council by oppressing these newcomers too. And so it is, as the curtain rises on our text, Herod had just beheaded one of this new sect's leaders, a fellow by the name of James. And riding the wave of popularity sparked by that public execution, Herod subsequently arrested another leader by the name of Peter. At the time of Peter's arrest, Passover was rapidly approaching. And after the events of the previous year surrounding the murder of Jesus, the last thing Herod needed was more drama at Passover. So Herod decided to keep Peter in jail until the Passover season had ended. Then Herod planned to do to Peter what he had just done to James. He was going to kill him, make a public spectacle out of him. So what he did was Herod put Peter in jail under constant watch, maximum security, with guards everywhere. He even had some guards personally chained to Peter. He was ready to kill him. It's the night before the execution, and suddenly God shows up and breaks Peter out of jail. That's the kind of God we serve. Now, I hear some of you asking, "Brother Preacher, what does Peter breaking out of jail have to do with me?" Let me put it to you this way. Each of us, all of us, from time to time, will find ourselves locked in a prison made especially for us by the enemy. Let me further suggest that it is the enemy's intent to keep us locked up until he can put us on public display and kill us. Take our lives, steal our witness, destroy our integrity. You see, that's how the enemy operates. The Bible says he's come to steal and kill and destroy. Often the enemy will lock us in prisons, hoping to hold us there while he bides his time, waiting for just the right moment. Prisons of anger and unforgiveness, prisons of depression, prisons of emotional distress, financial prisons, self-esteem prisons, prisons of drugs or alcohol or sex, places that keep us tied up and bound, isolated and oppressed, disoriented, discombobulated, locked up, feeling alone and burdened. The enemy specializes in prisons, but our God specializes in breakouts. Listen, you might be in a prison, but don't you break down. God specializes in breakthroughs. He'll come see about you. God will break you out of jail every time. Just hold on. He'll show up just like he did for Peter, just in the nick of time. No matter the prison, no matter what it is that has you bound, God has the breakout you need. Watch the story unfold in the text. Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains between two soldiers, and the guards were before the door keeping the prison. Now, behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the prison. And he struck Peter on the side, raised him up, saying, "Arise quickly," and his chains fell off his hands. Then the angel said to him, "Gird yourself and tie on your sandals." And so he did. And he said to him, "Put on your garment and follow me." So he went out and followed him. There it is right there in the text. If you want to get out of what has you bound, if you want deliverance from what the enemy has planned for you, you got to get out. If you want to get out of what the enemy got you into, the Bible says to us that this is the solution. Get up. Get dressed and get going. It's there in the text. The angel told Peter, "Get up, arise quickly, get dressed." There it is. Verse 8, the angel told Peter, "Gird yourself put on your sandals, put on your garment, and then get going. Verse number 9 tells us Peter went out and followed the angel. You want to get free, you want to break out, my brother, my sister, get up, get dressed, and get going. It's time to break out of what has you bound. The first step in breaking out of the various jails in which we find ourselves is for us to get up. God has made all the preparation that we need for the breakout, but there can be no breaking out until we get up. Only then are we free to move around and get on with life. The angel wakes Peter and tells him to get up. It's only after Peter follows those instructions that he becomes a candidate for the jailbreak. It's only when Peter follows the instruction to arise quickly that our text says to us his chains fell off his hands. You got to see Peter in that jail, bound in prison, chained to two guards, with more guards standing outside the cell door and at least two dozen more stationed around the jailhouse. But when he heeds the Lord's command to get up, that's when the jailbreak begins. Arise quickly, says the angel, and when Peter does, his chains fell off. Now watch this. That means that Peter is free. He's still in jail, but he's free. He's still in jail, but he's no longer bound. Just a moment before, Peter couldn't move. He was chained to two guards, two Roman soldiers. He could only go where they let him go. But now that he got up and his chains are off, Peter can go wherever he wants. Yes, he's still in jail, but all Peter has to do now is make his way out. God sent an angel to break him out. All he has to do is follow the angel. Even in prison, while you're going through trying to get out, our God is so much God that he'll make you free in the prison. You see, that's the problem with modern Christianity. We want God to beam us up, to magically transport us from prison, but deliverance is most often a process. There's a time lag between the time you get up and the time you actually get out. But here's the promise of God in the text. You can have freedom while in the process if you just go ahead and get up. Get up. Stop making excuses in the prison. My mama did this. My daddy didn't do that. I didn't have this opportunity. Somebody don't like me. Another person mistreated me. See, you just lie in there. In your prison, while you're lying there with your excuses, effectively asleep and tied to prison guards who only let you move when they want you to move. But here's the deal. If you get up, you can find freedom. And can I just tell you this? The jailbreak begins with being delivered from people. See, you got to be delivered from people. You got to get untied from the guards that are holding you back. When the Lord says arise quickly, you got to do that. You got to get up. Don't you worry about nothing else. Don't worry about what people may say or think. The truth is you'll be long gone before they even know it. Watch the text unfold. Get up and let the chains fall off. And when you get up, you'll discover that you are no longer tied to the people and to the things that kept you bound in your prison. You keep saying that you're tired of being bound by this and tied up with that. Well, here's the question. What are you waiting on? Arise quickly. Stop making excuses. Stop taking delays. And watch this. Watch this in the text. When Peter got up, those guards stayed right where they were. The light shined in the cell. Put a pin there. We're going to come back to it. The light shined in the cell and the angel woke Peter, but the guards to which he was chained kept right on sleeping. Peter was free, but there wasn't nobody around to mess with him. But he wasn't ready to leave prison yet. Watch the text unfold. He still had to do something. The text says he had to get dressed. Get up. That's the first step. But look at verse 8. After Peter's chains fell off, verse 8 says to us that the angel said to him, "Gird yourself and tie on your sandals." So he did. The angel said to him, put on your garment. Listen, there is a reason that God does not transport us from jail to complete freedom instantly. You see, God wants us to be prepared for what is coming after we get out of the prison in which we have found ourselves. And you see, sometimes the best place for you to get ready for what's next is right in the middle of your mess, right where you are. I know y'all don't like it. That's the problem with the generation right now. We want instant deliverance and instant gratification. You know, it's an epidemic in our church. You got saved last month. Now you run around talking about I'm an apostle. You want to know why church folks stay doing the most? Folk in church doing the most, stealing money, oppressing people they're supposed to be serving. It's because they got up, but they didn't get dressed. You don't want to know why folk love the Lord, but can't stand each other? Why we live secret lives, one way at the church, another way at home. Why we can talk a good game, but then we live like hell. It's because we get up, but we don't get dressed. The angel told Peter, look, put your clothes on, put your shoes on, grab your cloak, cover yourself so you'll be ready to deal with what you got to face when you get out of here. Okay, you got to see the picture. Listen, it's the middle of the night in Jerusalem in early spring. How do we know? Text says it's the days of unleavened bread. That time of year in that place, 30, 40 degree weather is the norm. Peter could not up and leave jail barefoot in a tunic. He needed his clothes. He needed his sandals and his cloak so that he'd be able to survive on the other side of his breakout. Similarly, God commands us to get dressed after our chains have been removed and before we move beyond the confines of our prison. Why? Because God knows that the conditions outside the jail are not necessarily friendly. Listen, you may be delivered. That's wonderful. But here's what God wants for us more than just being delivered. God wants us to stay delivered. And if you're going to stay delivered, if you're going to stand in the face of the enemy's onslaught, you got to get dressed. You got to get dressed and put on the whole armor of God. You see, it's easy to stand for God while you're in jail with the light of God shining all around you. But when the Lord breaks you out and you get on the outside, you're going to face a whole different set of circumstances and conditions and characters. You're going to need the whole armor of God so you'll be able to withstand the evil day. And having done all to stand, so Paul puts it this way, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth and having put on the breastplate of righteousness and having shod your feet with the gospel of peace. And above all, take the shield of faith. You got to get some stuff if you're going to survive after the jailbreak. You've got to get dressed so you'll be able to stand when the Lord brings you out. Get up, get dressed. And now this breakout concludes with this instruction, get going. The chains are off. You're ready for what comes next. You're dressed. And what comes next is this, follow and do what the Lord tells you. Watch the text, verse 8. And the angel said to Peter, put on your garment and follow me, verse 9. So he went out and followed the angel. That's how Peter got out of jail and how we too can get out of the things that bind us. All it takes is that you follow the Lord. Listen, when you get home, read the rest of Acts chapter 12. The text goes on to say that the angel led Peter from the jail cell, past the guards posted outside of the cell, past two guard posts full of soldiers and off the compound and into the city. Talk about breaking out, y'all. It's the same kind of breakout that God offers us today. All we've got to do is what we see Peter doing in the text. What we've got to do is get going by walking in the light. Okay, maybe you missed it. I told you I was coming back to the light. The light in verse 7, Luke reports that a light shone in the prison. Watch the text, y'all. It's clear that it wasn't until this light showed up and shined in the jail cell that Peter was able to break out. Think about it. The light shined in the room. Then the angel woke Peter, but the guards chained to Peter remained asleep. And the guards standing outside the cell doors didn't react either. And none of the guards in the compound or those stationed at the two guard posts that Peter walked by did anything. In fact, if you read down about verse 18 of Acts 12, you'll see that the text says it was the next morning and none of the guards had any idea what happened to Peter. Listen, if the entire night shift in the prison had fallen asleep, they would have known something was off. Peter escaped at night, but nobody saw or knew anything. Got to watch that light. That light showed up and broke Pete out of jail. Don't sleep on the text. Now watch this. There were four guards, four squads of soldiers. That means about 32 guards, and they worked in round-the-clock shifts. There were guards on duty all day and all night, but no one had seen or heard anything. So here's the question. How is it that Peter is able to get going and follow the angel without an alarm being raised, without the guards noticing anything? Well, the text implies that Peter had some help, and it's right there in the light. That light's a special light, so special, in fact, that it really ought to be capitalized. Capital L-I-G-H-T, because that light is the manifested presence of God. Listen, let me talk about that light for just a minute, then we'll go home. The light that we see in the text is this light that first shows up for us in Exodus around chapter 14. When Moses and the children of Israel were trapped between Pharaoh's army and on the banks of the Red Sea. You remember the story. Following the 10th plague, the Israelites walked out of Egypt on their way to the promised land. They'd made it a few days out on foot when Pharaoh got mad all over again and called out Egypt's armed forces, ordering them to pursue and overtake and kill every Israelite. Wearied from walking, the Israelites come to a body of water with no means for them to cross over. I imagine that in the distance they hear the sounds of Egypt's pursuit. The thundering of horses' hooves, the shouts of the charioteers. And as night begins to fall, the Egyptians are getting closer and closer, and the Israelites are there stuck on the banks of the Red Sea. What will become of the newly freed people? Is this the end for them? Has God freed them for them only to perish at the hands of their former oppressors? The writer of Exodus tells us that God looked out from the cloud that God was using to guide the Israelites to the promised land and saw the Egyptians in pursuit. And when God saw the Egyptians in pursuit, God caused an east wind to blow. That east wind began to push back the waters of the sea and to dry out the seabed. But while the wind was blowing, the Egyptians were getting closer. The Egyptians were getting closer, and the people needed to get ready to cross over the sea. So God caused the cloud to settle between the Israelites and the Egyptians. And the Bible says that on the Egyptian side of the cloud was darkness. So to try as they might, the Egyptians were unable to find their way through the cloud and attack the Israelites. All night the wind blew. All night the cloud kept the Egyptians back. But the Bible says that on the other side of this cloud, on the Israelite side, there was light with a capital L. That light shined on God's people all night, bringing them comfort in the night and illuminating their path through the sea. There it is, the light of God's presence, the same light that shined in Peter's cell. Exodus 14 tells us that the presence of God is light for God's people, but it's darkness to God's enemies. See, when God shows up and lights the way for God's people. But when God shows up, he also hides God's people from the eyes of their enemy. That's the kind of God we serve. He has a light that'll guide you and will hide you. Listen, the reason that Peter's guards couldn't see nothing was because Peter was walking in the light. The enemy couldn't stop Peter because the enemy couldn't see Peter. God's presence was light to Peter, but it was darkness to his guards. Anybody know that the Lord will hide you from your enemies? If you just walk in the light of his presence, listen, if you want to break out of the prisons that have you bound, just walk in the light. Follow the guiding presence of God. I stopped by on assignment this morning to remind you of this. If you want to break out of the mess that has you bound, get up, get dressed, and get going. Get up. Stop making excuses. Stop waiting around for nothing. Arise quickly. Get dressed. Put on the armor of God, because a fight is going to come your way. And then get going. Walk in the light. God didn't create us so that we would live out our lives in the enemy's prisons. God created us to be free, to experience the liberty of a life lived in fellowship with God. Don't be content in your prison cell. Get up, get dressed, and get going. Commit yourself to walking in the light of liberty, because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Walk in the light of God's presence. Let God's glory surround you. Let God's presence enfold you. Let God's presence guide you. Let God's presence hide you. The Lord invites us to follow him to freedom. Follow the good shepherd. Let him lead and guide you to freedom. Sing with the songwriter, I'm free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. No longer bound. There's no more chains holding me. Why? Because I got up. I got dressed. And now I'm going to get going. My soul is resting in the Lord. The Lord has a jailbreak for you. You just got to get up and get dressed and get going. I hear my granddaddy singing, shine on me. Shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse, let it shine on me. Let the light shine on me so that I can walk in your presence. We used to sing it, walk in the light. Walk in the light. Beautiful light, come where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. I've decided to follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. Take no chance of getting lost. Let him guide you. Let him hide you. He'll lead you safely home. There's a jailbreak in your future. Just get up, get dressed, and get going. Just get up, get dressed, and get going. Follow the Lord. Follow his commands. Get up, get dressed, and get going. And watch God break you out.